This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. We said goodbye to Hancock and Kelly. They were with us for the first hour, but we had the press conference scheduled by the mayor, Kara Spencer, who spoke, and then a number of alder persons spoke as well. And then she came back to answer questions about what happened on Friday with the failure of the tornado siren. The city emergency management, staff, the entire staff was on a workshop, even though they knew a storm was potential and it could have been bad. So they probably should have been in place just in case they needed to fire off the sirens. And they weren't. They weren't where they needed to be. Amy and I were talking about this, and there are just a number of different aspects of this that are fascinating and infuriating. First of all, five people were killed during the storm. I am stunned that it wasn't more. I can't believe that more people weren't hurt. I mean, we should be thankful. And there were a lot of injuries, dozens of injuries, so we can't forget about that. That's not good. I wonder how many people were hurt and or killed because sirens didn't go off.
And the deaths are so tragic that we had. And you look at those deaths, and yes, there could have been even more because the sirens didn't go off, because the storm happened so quickly. I know we talked about the sirens in the city. I can't speak to the city. I can speak to the area around Forest Park. And like I said, the sirens went off in that area, but then they stopped because it was almost like, you know, the sirens went off two nights ago.
Right.
On Monday. And I went in the stairwell because I'm definitely jumpy. But the way our siren systems work is that a lot of times in the county, if one city next to your city, any neighboring cities, their alarms have to go off as well. I say all that because yes, they go off and then it stopped, and I was going to go for a run. That's how that minutes passed, and then that's when all of a sudden the rotation started. It got windy and the storm hit. So technically, I mean, the sirens had been stopped for quite a while in the Forest Park area when the tornado hit. So because of that, were there people in the park, people driving down all of those roads where those giant trees fell? We just talked to someone earlier this morning who was in a car. The storm hit. A utility pole fell right in front of her car. Her windows were blown out and trees were behind her. She was trapped, saw a man running into his house, and the man waved her in, like, get out of your car. And that man welcomed her into his home to seek shelter. So that's a close call. I mentioned yesterday, I talked to a neighbor who was gardening. She was in the very back of her yard, and she said if she had been... She had been in the back, moved to the front, and said if she had been in the back still, she would not have made it in time.
Right.
She wouldn't have. Think of all of those close calls. School pickup, middle of the afternoon, parents are sitting on those roads where all those trees fell.
Now, I don't
waiting
know
if, to pick up kids.
I don't know if you can hear sirens if you're in the car and they go off. It really depends on what you're listening to in the car, if you're listening loudly. So it might be that, you know, being in the car kind of prevents you from hearing. I was in the car, and so I don't know if they went off or not, because I couldn't hear a thing. I was listening to KMOX at the time that the storm rolled through. But it is, you know, this is important. We have a message from 314-436-7900, a texter who says, let's stop belaboring the sirens and focus on what we can do to help recover and get the services they need. Well, yeah, we could do both. I mean, I think you can't not focus on sirens, because it is important. It is important to get to the bottom of why they did not go off. Mm-hmm. It is important to figure out how to make sure it doesn't happen again. And it is important for all of us to know that accountability is happening. And what I can say for the mayor, who has been on the job for just a few weeks, at least to this point, my feeling is she has done pretty well with this. This is a disaster that we have not really seen in the city of St. Louis, really, for decades. And I think she is handling it well. She has gotten emotional a couple of times. She got emotional during this press conference when somebody asked the question, you know, why wasn't there somebody at the button when there needed to be somebody there? And you could tell she's taking it personally. She probably was thinking, yeah, I don't know why this person wasn't where they were supposed to be. And that's a problem for all of us. And yeah. And I appreciate that so far. I'm guessing she has been down there pretty much nonstop since Friday.
Yeah, I can't imagine she's slept at all since Friday. And she has been on the ground. And again, I know we're in the initial stages of this, but when you are in the midst of a disaster like this, when people are hurting, they need to see the leadership there. They need to feel heard. If nothing else, even if like we said, you're trying to tarp your home. You have no electricity. Who knows when you'll get your electric back on? You are just trying to find shelter. You've right. lost everything. You need to know that your voice is being heard. I think to the mayor's credit, she has been on the ground all day, every day. And I think as far as leadership ability goes, has been very genuine and has been the first to say, I take responsibility. She is the mayor now. She has only been mayor for a couple of days. The SEMA director. She didn't appoint the SEMA director.
She's been there for a long time.
She's been there since 2021 when Tashara Jones. The Mayor Spencer now is dealing with the mess that she inherited. She's not pointing fingers, though. She's saying it stops with me.
Yeah.
Which is commendable because she stepped into this.
Now, in fairness, that's a thing you can only do so much. You can only say accountability stops with me. Or it starts with me, or I'm the one, hold me responsible for it. Because if all you ever do is just keep saying, hey, put the blame on me, then nothing really ever comes of it. That's not what's happening now.
No, it's she's too not early. Doing I that, mean, yeah.
Because she has very quickly ordered investigations, internal and an external one is coming as well. I mean, you could tell she is taking this very hard.
Mm-hmm.
She's taking it very hard that somebody was not doing their job on Friday.
And I
appreciate that at least.
Yeah. And seeing the devastation in the homes. Again, remember, this is a new administration that's days old.
Yeah.
That she is just now, you know, we were talking about how it's difficult to become mayor.
I think we're just over the
and step in.
It's what, 5 weeks now? Just over the, was April 15th she took over. So,
right, because she had 1 week after she won the election
right.
to take office, like, right, right, to step in. But at any rate, I think being heard is so important. And that's why, too, 314-436-7900, if you need to share your story, we're here. You can call or text.
Let's, in fact, take a phone call from Kurt, who is in St. Louis City with us on KMOX. Good morning, Kurt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, Kara, she's doing a great job and all. But don't you think if Tashara Jones was still in there, I'm just throwing this out there, don't you think she would have been doing the same, you know, doing the same thing, basically, rather than ripping on the old
I don't think she's, well, Kara's not ripping on the old administration.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. I haven't gotten that sense either. I think
no.
It sounds like she's upset with who the SEMA director was, you know, mm-hmm. that Sarah Russell, she sounds upset with that office right now, but I haven't heard her blame
and again,
the former mayor.
You know, I don't know. I don't know how Tashara Jones would have been, because what we do know, she wasn't there when it snowed and people were trapped in their homes. I know it's a totally different disaster, but it's kind of like, if you weren't there for the small things, what do the big things look like?
So we've played this exercise out off the air, you know, talking about what the former mayor may or may not have done. I don't know.
And we don't know.
My feeling is she probably would have really overcorrected after what happened with the snowstorm and the fact that that went unaddressed.
You would hope so, yeah.
I would think that she would have, you know, just really gone hard the other direction and made sure everything was in place and in order. I don't know, though. It's really difficult to know for sure how she would have responded
to this. And ultimately, it doesn't matter because she's not mayor. You know, it's like, who are we dealing with now? We're dealing with Mayor Kara Spencer, who is on the ground, who is being available and obviously is firsthand boots on the ground of what's going on.
I would say this about the last administration. There wasn't, at least in my estimation, there wasn't a whole lot of that is, I screwed this up. I am going to fix it. This was my fault, and it stops with me. I don't know. I don't feel like we heard that a lot from the previous administration.
No, like the streets director saying, well, my team, they must have given me bad information. She threw her team under the bus.
Yeah. And Mayor Spencer has sort of thrown Sarah Russell under the bus, but she deserves it. She very clearly deserves it. It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Play by the Battle Hawks defense.
Chris Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. Before we get to our guest, we want to pass along a note to you that if you're out and about and you hear tornado sirens going off at 12 o'clock today, they are being tested once again. We just got the notification from SEMA St. Louis. So if you're in the St. Louis area and you hear tornado sirens and you look up and go, oh, it's sunny, what's happening? No tornadoes. It is a test. So it sounds like they're my guess is they're going to keep testing these sirens a lot until they feel like they are fixed. So
we were testing our building.
Yeah, we just tested our building.
I think everyone is testing their siren. I mean, it is. It's you cannot be caught unprepared.
Right. And it's probably, while we're talking about it, a good idea to make sure your smoke detectors have new batteries. So go ahead and do that, too. It is time to go to the guest line today, and we are very happy to be joined by Battlehawks linebacker Travis Feeney, as the Battlehawks have just beat Birmingham over the weekend. They've got the Brahmas of San Antonio coming up Friday night, a Friday night home games at 7 o'clock. Travis Feeney, good to talk to you. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me, y'all.
Hey, it's good to have you. What's it like playing on a Friday night? Is this the first time you've played on a Friday in a while?
This is the first time this year. It's been a while.
Okay.
So, I think we've done three. I think it's the third one.
Is it? Am I mistaken? Do you like the?
I think so.
Takes you back to high school, doesn't it?
Takes me back to high school. I don't know if I like it as much anymore. It's kind of short.
That's true.
Short week.
Yeah.
That's absolutely
every
true.
Every day of recovery that you can get is good. Well, how has it been playing for the Battlehawks in the Dome? I love asking this question of Battlehawks players because, man, St. Louis can draw a crowd for a football game, right?
Oh, yeah. Nah, it's honestly like no other spot. Like I always tell people, always reminds me of going back to UW and playing in front of the Husky fans. Like, literally the fans, like, love you and the city loves you. And, like, I love the city and I love the people and the fans. I mean, like, honestly, like, I've made fans in this basically new family. So I've got a lot of new family in St. Louis and I've enjoyed every year, every play, every time I'm in the Dome.
The first time you played there and you saw the crowd, what was your feeling on it? Because we've heard other guys on your team say that they will hear from the opponents on the field who will be talking during the game saying stuff like, I can't believe the crowd here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the first year when we first year in the XFL, when we came out, I was just honestly, I was shocked. Like, I remember Stully was telling me, like, Travis, it's going to be loud. Like, there's going to be a lot of people. And I'm like, okay, well, I've played in the USFL and I'm going to Canada and like there wasn't a lot of fans and stuff. I'm like, nah, it's not gonna be that loud. And then when I ran out, I was like, oh snap, this is like legit. Like they're crazy. In a good way.
Can you believe that an owner of an NFL team said we can't support a football team here?
I can't believe it. I don't know how. I mean, obviously, they're showing that they miss football and they need it. It still should be here.
Yeah. Well, I love
it. Stan Kroenke sucks. So what we're trying to say is that guy sucks.
But, I mean, I love that we have the Battlehawks. And it's funny because the Battlehawks obviously made their debut in St. Louis right before the pandemic. Then the pandemic hit and shut everything down. And there were fans who had Battlehawks tattoos already. And so when you guys came back, that's the most, I mean, it's the tattooed people who were like, I knew it. I knew they would be back.
Yes, this was a great idea.
That's right. You got to believe. And they did.
Nobody can make fun of me. Like, I did do the right thing getting this tattoo.
That's right. That's right. They believed harder than anyone else. But I love it because this city is so ready for football. The tailgating, the parties that take place.
Oh. It's great. The fans, everything. I mean, that's why everybody got to come out this Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need everybody there.
Yeah, so
as many as we can get.
Yeah, you said, Travis, that you are going to dye your hair blue if at least 40,000 people show up on Friday.
At least 40,000. I already tested it.
How does it look?
It didn't look bad. I mean, definitely I I tested it with my fro, and I looked at it. I was like, yeah, I could do this.
Nice.
I could do it. I look like the thing. I look like thing one and thing two. But I could do it.
You look like both of the things, both thing one and thing two.
Both of the things.
I don't think the things don't know how to hit, though.
No, they don't.
Yeah, so you've got
that. No.
Do you feel like you might do the blue hair thing anyway?
Man, I thought about doing it this week. That's why I tested it. I looked, I was like, I could just shock everybody and just come out.
Everybody's like, what the heck? I think it's a great move because I feel like, you know how people are dressing up as the Pope at the White Sox games? We might get people dressing up as thing one and thing two to show their support for you and the blue hair.
That would be dope. That'd be pretty cool.
Well, we hope that it happens.
Would be pretty cool. Might be an idea.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough.
I still want that 40K though.
Well, there's a Cardinals game Friday night too, so it's going to be difficult to get 40,000. Yeah. So, how do we go about this, Travis? Because I want you to have to dye your hair.
Yeah, no, everybody wants this.
So you got to make your pitch.
I feel like I got to. Well, yeah, I got to think about how to do this. What pitch would I do? Yeah, I got to think this through. I want to see, like, maybe I can make a poll. If there's a poll and I can get a poll made and voted, mm-hmm. and there's if they vote over 35, I'll do it.
Oh, okay, like a Twitter poll or something.
35K, yeah, like a Twitter poll. Okay, you see 35K, I switched it up.
So 30. If you get 30, how about that on Instagram or Twitter? If you get 35,000 likes,
now we gotta keep it at 40.
Okay, 40.
All right.
Because you know that still keeps the 40 thing going.
All right.
So if it gets 40, I'll do it.
Well, here's my suggestion. I think people should buy tickets for both the Cardinals and the Battlehawks and go back and forth.
Yep.
go back and forth.
So Battlehawks start at 7 on Friday. Cardinals and Diamondbacks at 7:15. You could start the game at the Battle Dome. Watch for a while, go watch mm-hmm. Cardinals, and then go back mm-hmm. to the Dome for the end.
Yep.
All right.
That sounds good. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Travis, I know like you're committed. You're committed to the blue hair as well when the community shows up. But I know you show up for the community that charitable work is so important to you. You've visited kids at the Siteman Cancer Center here in St. Louis. You're an ambassador for the American Heart Association. You stop by the veterans' homes and visit. Share some of what's on your heart with the charitable work that you do.
Yeah, so the past 3 weeks I've had for the cancer game, I had my braids in a cancer ribbon. I usually do the cancer ribbon every October. Been doing it since 2013. Mm-hmm. It was with my mom's friend initially and my aunt that passed, my dad's side. So I've been wearing a breast cancer ribbon for awareness. And then last year I did a prostate cancer ribbon for my grandpa that I lost. So then this year I just did breast cancer again because my friend Jess is battling. And then also I have a cousin at home that she's battling cervical. And a whole bunch of stuff going on with that. So make awareness for that. So I'm pretty big on cancer awareness overall. So I always like to do stuff for it. I've gone to a bunch of breast cancer dinners and look out, like doing looking at the hospitals, mm-hmm. bunch of things like that. So that's big for me. I've worked with the SPCA out here in Texas for the past 2 years now. So I'm big on animal rights and supporting that. So I'm very big on also just like overall just trying to give back. Like it's cool that you as a player, like you have this platform. You don't have it for a long time, but you have to maximize it and use it in a way to give back and do more. It's cool just be a player and get the wins and get the crowd and the audience involved, but you also got to get involved within the city that you're playing in. Get to know people's stories. I have people that message me and tell me thank you for even like the breast cancer awareness ribbon. I've had multiple people message me and talk to me and send pictures and said thank you and all that and everything. It's just like, so it's like cool, I'm doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, get a mess around. I'm not doing it just for attention, but it's just for to, like, honor other people and to acknowledge.
Yeah, Travis, we love the work that you're doing, and it sounds like you love doing all that, too. So we're very fortunate to have you here representing the Battle Hawks and representing the Battle Hawks in the playoffs, because you have clinched the playoff spot. And so, you know, as we say goodbye here, you know, you understand that you have to get to the championship game so that we can have a championship game here in St. Louis,
yep,
and we can all come out and support. Well, we know it's going to be
here. Yeah, no, that's the goal. The goal, we going down the field to get there.
All right,
hey. That's everybody's mindset.
All right, we'll get it.
And bring back that Naruto celebration.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my anime celebration.
I loved it.
I got a lot of them.
I did a
Dragon Ball Z celebration last week, but nobody really noticed what I was doing.
Oh, man. All right, we got to bring attention to that. It's got to be appreciated for how great it is.
I got a couple good celebrations, anime celebrations
awesome.
This week. I'm always doing anime celebrations. I'm a big anime guy.
Well, this is going to be another anime celebration. I'm expecting blue hair.
Yep. Good stuff.
We want to call you Blue Hair Travis. We can't.
Hey, I'll take it.
All right. Travis Feeney, you're awesome, man.
Thank you
for talking with us, and good luck Friday.
Thanks for having me, y'all. And one more thing. Everybody got to give me the cacao.
All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
You're the best.
Travis Feeney, thank you.
All right, y'all.
That's Battle Hawks linebacker Travis Feeney. I'm telling you, every single Battle Hawks player we've talked to has been awesome.
Incredible.
Travis has been the most awesome, though. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. John Rooney is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection,
endless opportunities and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX. Sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
Wynn swings and hits a high fly ball left field. McKinstry, a long run. He's under it. He makes the catch. And this ball game has come to an end. The Tigers got a run in the top of the ninth and beat the Cardinals tonight by a total of 5-4.
Yeah, so far, the Cardinals and Tigers have split this series. The finale is happening today. 12:15 is the first pitch. We got a pregame show at 11:20. So Chris and Amy's show is ending a bit early today. And it is time to go to the guest line. We bring in that voice, the one you just heard. It is John Rooney, who joins us on KMOX. John, you ready for baseball today?
That's the best highlight you could come up with to lead into this segment. They sound like somebody shot my dog. come on.
That's, it's the most recent thing that happened, so I guess it's what we went with.
Wow.
I know.
That got me fired up for this.
I don't know what to say now. Now I feel bad, but how about this?
Really?
There's motivation now, John, to win this series today.
Even when it's a calmer highlight, it's still the highest quality broadcasting. That's how good you are.
That's true.
Oh, that's not going to get you anywhere. I'm sorry.
Okay,
that won't work.
I don't know. Well, that's all I know.
That ain't going to work.
Well, we've got some Ted Drews. They stopped by, so can I offer some Ted Drews?
Well, it'll be milk by the time it gets here.
All right, I'm out of...
So that's the way it goes. But there is a chance to win a series today against the best team in the game. And that's something to really look forward to. The weather's great. Come on down, because it's a perfect day to watch the Cardinals and the Detroit Tigers. And then the day off tomorrow, and then another good team, Arizona, comes in. The Cardinals are in a stretch of challenging games. They're playing well. It was a great game last night. Mm-hmm. The difference was they got a couple of baseballs to fall their last at bat, and the Cardinals didn't. In the eighth inning, Pajes hit the ball about as hard as he's ever hit it, but it stayed up long enough for Baez to make the catch in right center field. So that's how close the game was. They were able to get to Skubal, who is one of the best pitchers in the game, if not the best left-hander in the game. And a lot of great things happened, except they didn't win last night.
Well, I know they say, what is it? Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, but the three last losses the Cardinals have been one-run losses. I mean, they are, you feel like they're going to win every game, or at least they can win every game.
Well, they also responded to those one-run losses by scoring in double figures and getting hits in double figures the next game. They did that in Philadelphia with 14 runs, 18 hits, and then against Kansas City after losing a close game against Kansas City, came in against Detroit and put up 10 runs in game one in the series. So this team has responded very well. And how they'll respond to a bullpen game today by Detroit, they jumped on the Tigers, their bullpen game on Monday, and we'll see how they do today. I just know the Cardinals will be well prepared. They have bought into what's going on with what they're trying to do here. Brent Brown has made a positive impression on his hitters. And John Jay has made a very positive impression on the outfielders, where they're playing so much better. So it's a fun team to watch right now, and that's why perfect day to come on down.
You know, a hitting coach doesn't always have the sort of influence it seems like we're seeing from Brant Brown, and we know guys like him quite a bit, but just from what you can tell, what sort of influence is there, and what are the signs of that influence?
I mean, 10-plus hits in over half the games. That's it right there. Their strikeouts are down. They're walking a little more. But the approach is different. There are times, as he says, to slug and times to hit. And we're seeing that implemented. No, those are the things. If you just look at the numbers compared to where the Cardinals were last year, it's as plain as day that they are going about it with a little different approach. And they are putting the ball in play on a more regular basis, which means scoring more runs, being a little more successful with runners in scoring position. That's something they just didn't do a good job of last year. If they had been just a little bit better in that regard, I think they would have been in the postseason last year, but they weren't.
Yeah, and they've done this offensively, even though some guys have not really been as productive as we expected. But Jordan Walker, being one of them, he's had rough start to the season. But lately, it looks like he's putting together better at bats. Are you seeing the same thing?
Well, I'm almost to the point that I don't really want to talk that much about Walker. I'm just waiting for what he's working on to produce the results he wants in the game. And we talk about it time after time after time with Jordan Walker. He has the opportunity and the time to get at bats, and he's working as hard as he can to get there. And he hit a home run to beat Kansas City on Saturday night. That's a step in the right direction. Had a two-run double, also scored a run in the win on Monday night. It's not just going to happen where he's going to be a 330 hitter and hit 40 home runs and drive in 100 overnight. It's not going to happen. I don't know if he'll ever be that kind of hitter, but he can produce, and we've seen it in the past. It's just a matter of taking those things you're working on and getting them into the game. But we talk about it time after time after time, and I'm just waiting to see it happen.
Yeah, I think Cardinals fans are too, really looking forward to seeing the player he'll eventually become. The starter today, Miles Michaelis, is going for the Cardinals. And what have you seen? I'm sorry, it's Andre Pallante today. Michaelis goes on Friday.
Then I have to redo my card.
I'm sorry to inform you that they have changed starters today, John.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Andre Pallante is going today. And, we've talked about him and Matthew Liberatore a lot. And are you surprised at all from what you've seen from Pallante, or is this about right? Is this about what you expected this year?
No, I like what I see from Pallante, and I like what he's done with his breaking pitches and the way he pitches left-handed batters. He gets a great number of ground balls, and he was really good as a starter before they put him back in the bullpen a couple of years ago. He went into the ninth inning and had the Washington Nationals shut out the last start he had before going back to the bullpen, and then pitched as a starter last year. And I think that's part of his growth and development, and he's a legitimate part of the starting rotation. So I'm not surprised by it. I'm just waiting for him to kick in and put on a really nice stretch where he's winning a good number of games.
Yep, so he does get the start today, a Cardinals team that is looking to win the series against the Detroit Tigers. And as you mentioned, John, a very, very good Tigers team. And I feel like in watching them play over the last couple of years, it's kind of felt like it was heading this direction, like they were about to break out and be a pretty good team, and they've done that so far.
Well, they did it last year. They went on a great stretch, and they had the same record as Kansas City. And both teams made the playoffs as wild cards last year. And they picked it up where they left off. And Skubal was the Cy Young Award winner last year. He won 18 games, and he's pitching very well. And it was nice that the Cardinals were able to get some runs against him and make a comeback after being down 4-0. The Cardinals have been in all but two games. Mm-hmm. And here we are getting ready for game number 50. They've been in all but two games. And to me, that's one of the big surprises, where you have a young lineup where they have been competing. And I've said it time and time again, they don't care what the score is. When they step in the batter's box, they're looking to produce a good quality at bat, hit the ball hard, put it in play, and it has produced so many good results so far to make this a very exciting team to watch. And when Victor Scott gets on base at the bottom part of the lineup like he did last night, he usually scores. He had the double, moved up, and scored on a sacrifice fly. And the Cardinals were back in business then in a 4-4 game. But if they keep taking the same approach from today on, the way they hit the ball last night, they're going to have more fall than they've had caught. And that was the difference in the game. Baez made that catch on Paez's ball, and Green was able to get the ball down in the gap and score McKinstry with what proved to be the winning run. And they've been playing a lot of close one-run games. They're used to them. The Cardinals are getting used to them. They're one under in one-run games, and that's after being 0-5.
Right.
So that's a big, big improvement. And I'm as I go around St. Louis, more and more people are telling me, hey, this is more like it. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a fun team to watch. Well, I just tell them, stay tuned, because it seems to be getting better and better every day.
All right. Well, we're going to have to stay tuned today because the ball game is going to happen at 12:15 11:20 for the pregame show. John Rooney, Ricky Horton, Mike Claiborne, part of the broadcast.
Well, I thought you were going to end the segment by pulling up one of the five double plays against Sanchez in the Phillies series.
I mean, we can.
Another downer.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it real quick. That's too far back. I can't go back that far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just want you to know, John, that's not my fault.
Well, that was electrifying coming on today. I'm so fired up for the game.
Well,
I am looking up and looking onward here. We have to, because that highlight was horrible.
Listen, John, it sounded great, though.
I thought it sounded good.
Yeah, you sounded real good.
Yeah. Well, and into the game. I wanted to win.
I know. So then do it today. You got to call a winner today.
Well, we'll have it today. We'll have the fireworks. It'll be
fireworks today.
The next highlight.
Oh, I love fireworks in the broad daylight. It's my favorite.
It's more of an audio experience for radio. Yeah. Hey, radio, when you are listening to the radio, fireworks sound the same at night and during the day.
That's true.
Right?
It's just, you know, it's nighttime when you look out the window of your car or outside your house.
I don't know.
That's the big difference.
I'm going to go eat this ice cream in the corner now.
It's frozen custard. It's not ice cream.
Oh my God.
He is wearing you out.
I'm so sad.
John, do you want this frozen custard or no?
No.
Okay.
No, because they'll be bringing it in here before too long.
All right. Very good.
All right.
It's good to talk
to you,
sir.
Fine, but thank you for the offer.
We'll talk to you Friday on the Gas House
year.
Gang. No. Friday on the Gas House Gang. You don't get to go away.
Well, don't be out of gas.
All right.
That's all I can tell you.
See you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. John Rooney, 11:20 pregame show, 12:15 first pitch. Quit screwing up, dude.
I'm deflated.
You keep screwing up.
But I didn't want to say this, but no one is as dejected as Joey Zannaboni during a loss.
Oh,
that guy
man.
Is sad. That guy rides the highs high. And the low's low, right?
Oh, I mean, he is a human roller coaster.
It's a human roller coaster listening to those games.
He's a human roller coaster, and then like right in the middle of it, there's this weird spiral, and you go, "What the hell was that?" It's, you know,
yeah.
So, yeah,
he cares. He's passionate.
He does care. John Rooney cares.
I think
too.
John hates me.
Well, yeah. I mean,
at any rate. Well,
I don't like you.
Miles Michaelis is taking the mound today. No,
nope.
He's not.
I was looking at Friday.
Want
Andre
some ice
Pallante.
Cream? No, it's frozen custard, you idiot. My gosh.
It's like a meeting with Steve. It's like having a meeting with our boss.
I literally feel like I got in trouble from my boss.
You are in trouble. That's Amy
okay.
Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Oh, I should mention this. We need to mention the website. Go to KMOX.com if you're looking for ways to help out with the storm recovery and you want to help out, or if you're looking for help yourself, KMOX.com, a bunch of links there, and STLRecovers.com as well. That's the city-specific link. Want you to know about all of that. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Ranj, I have major news.
It's not Thursday.
Literally major news. Guess who just texted me?
Major Garrett.
Major Garrett, CBS Chief Washington Correspondent. Here's his big news. Major Garrett will be hosting a nightly...
Hold on a second. Let me stop real quick.
What?
Did he refer to himself in third person in the text to you?
No. Wait, why?
Did he say in his text message to you, did he say Major Garrett will be doing such and such?
No. He texted, and here we go.
Oh.
With a link to the story.
I thought... Did you not think that... Okay.
Oh, you thought I was reading the text?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He texted me, here we go.
It was
a link to the story.
Since when is he a third person guy?
No. Major Garrett will be hosting a nightly politics and culture show.
Major's getting upset.
For CBS News 24/7. Guess what the name of it is? The Takeout.
What?
It's a watchable takeout now.
Oh, The Takeout is back.
So it's based on his weekly interview podcast. However, the show will be nightly. It will be at 5 p.m. Eastern, so 4 p.m. Central. It will start on May 27th. It will also be available as a podcast across platforms and on the CBS News app. So Major Garrett hosting a nightly politics and culture show for CBS News 24/7.
Do you know if we're the first to get to break this? Or did he just...
Considering I'm reading it from a news article, probably not.
Oh, well, what the heck?
I know.
Hey.
But he did text me personally.
That was nice of him.
I thought so.
I didn't get that text.
I love Major Garrett.
Well, yeah, we know. I love him too.
Who else do I love?
John Rooney.
He does not like me.
He doesn't like you at all.
But I love John. But I love John. I love listening to John and Ricky.
John is great.
They're so good. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, you know how Southwest is about to start charging people for bags?
Unbelievable.
Which is one of the things that people like about Southwest.
Yeah, that they don't charge.
Right.
Yes. Because it adds up. You may get a deal on a flight with United or on American Airlines, and they're like, it's $75 for a bag, and oh, you want to pick your seat, that's another $75, and so forth and so forth. My next trip, though, like I said, I've turned into a carry-on only person. I'll be gone for 8 days, and I'm carry-on only.
Yeah, I can never fit everything. I take way more than I need.
Yeah, but somehow not enough underpants.
That did happen.
This guy overpacks.
I overpacked.
You wouldn't believe, and he didn't have underpants.
My last trip, I forgot unders. No, I had unders. I just forgot the last day.
And so we had to wear dirty underpants. That's so gross. That is so
super
gross.
Yeah, I wasn't happy about it.
Oh.
Whatever. So, at any rate, you have an option now if you don't want to do Southwest in the checked bags.
Okay.
For, you know, the checked bag fees. How about Spirit Airlines? Spirit Airlines has announced 2 free checked bags for... But you have to get the free Spirit Travel More MasterCard.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to get a MasterCard. So if you get the credit card, you can have now free bags.
There's a comedian where he was flying Spirit on a trip, and there was a medical emergency, and they're like, is there a doctor on board? And everyone goes, bam, this is Spirit. There are no doctors.
You have to be the cheapest doctor in the world.
There are no doctors on board this plane. What are you talking about?
To fly Spirit. I've never done it. I'm not entirely opposed to doing it at least once.
I'm really
curious because all you ever hear is a story about, how this airline sucks and I can't believe
Here's
I made
what it.
It
is.
I'm willing to give it a shot.
So my friend has flown Frontier. Now I feel like I'm doxing them, but I think everyone knows this. But she's like, never book, like if you have a marathon or something that really matters, a wedding, don't book because sometimes they just cancel because they feel like it.
Because you can't just cancel because you feel like it.
I flew a super budget airline and we were lining up to board. And while we were in line to board, they said, the pilot's not here. We're going to cancel this flight. I cried.
That's stupid. All right, Cardinals baseball is coming up 11:20 for the pregame show. But before we get there, the owner of Raggedy Ann and Andy Daycare here in St. Louis was heavily damaged by the storm on Friday. Just one of the businesses that has been impacted by that storm. We are going to talk to the owner of Raggedy Ann and Andy and what she needs and what the community needs. Angela Malone joins us next on KMOX.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores with you, and we continue to talk to those in St. Louis who were affected by the storm. So many people, so many homes, so many businesses, and so many lives. And someone who was affected by the storm but is now organizing the effort to help those recover is Angela Malone. Angela is the owner and child care provider at Raggedy Ann and Andy Daycare. Her child care center on the north side was severely damaged by the tornado, and now she is helping to organize recovery efforts, focus on early childhood care. Angela, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, good morning. Thank you all for having me.
I guess the first question would be, we know that your child care center was damaged. Are you okay? Are the kids and the families okay?
We're not okay.
Yeah.
So, no. The tornado was very traumatic because we didn't have a warning or a sign. We were open, you know, regular day. Kids just, you know, they're in there on their tablets and lights start flickering and That's when we know the skylight on our building flew off, and so sand and water coming down, and the kids had to get down the stairs to try to get to safety. So it was very traumatic because a lot of the kids, they were really terrified.
How many, so people know, how many kids were at your child care, and what are the age ranges?
The age range is from 6 weeks to age 13, but the age we had there was from 6 weeks to five, and there were 28 children present.
You've been able to be with the kids since, or at least some of them? How are they doing?
I've been in contact with the parents. I have not. Well, some of them came over to help assist with the cleanup. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Yeah. So, some of the families have been coming
out. Are they doing okay, mostly?
I think everybody's trying. The kids were just pretty terrified because we had one little guy just kept screaming, "I'm scared, I'm scared." So, it was very heartbreaking. We all were just, yeah. So we're just trying not to cry. Yeah, yeah. My face. I've cried for days now. Yeah.
I bet. And I know it's such a difficult time, but just so people do understand, I can't imagine having all those little ones under my care with no warning of the tornado. So how were you able to gather them and get them to a safer spot?
It was hard because they were freezing because as the lights were flashing, their kids, and like I said, they're on the tablets, and everybody know it's hard to get them off a tablet just a regular day. So just knowing now, you're saying, give me your tablet. So they're already melting down. And so it was five staff there. We were just picking them up two by two, running them until we never were able even to make it to the basement. We had to go into our first floor restroom.
So the building was damaged severely. Is it a complete loss? Is it something that can be fixed?
It definitely can be repaired. Okay. So it's not a complete loss. We lost half of the roof. And with the rain coming down now, the rain has did what the rain do.
Right,
so,
right.
It's kind of because before the ceilings were intact. So when the rain came, so all the ceilings and I guess with the water getting in, so things are kind of. Yeah, adjusting, and I guess the building may be still settling from the tornado, so like a lot of things are falling.
Was your building tarped before that rain came in or no?
Yes, it is. It was tarped, but rain still, yes.
Without much rain and hail, I don't know how a tarp could withstand that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you are now helping to organize the St. Louis Early Childhood Tornado Response Team that formed within days of the storm. How did that form and what are they doing right now?
It was a collaboration with all the, I don't have the name of everyone. Everyone just collectively getting together, just decided to stand up and say, hey, we want to do something to reach out. Because even though we were affected, by the grace of God, you know, I do have insurance. We have resources, just have tremendous support with friends, family. I mean, because when we decided to clean up on that Saturday, we had between 80 to 100 volunteers and friends and family show up. So support system is truly amazing. And that's just touching, you know, by itself. But this coalition was organized as Ready Readers, Stars Incorporated, the Baden Christian Care Center, We Power, United for Children, Gateway Early Childhood, and the Alliance and more. So they all decided to get together to do a collaboration because we don't have a union as child care providers. So we decided to get together maybe to do something because there are so many providers that were affected.
There's a food and supply drive that is happening tonight. We'll talk about that in a moment, but I know you still need help with cleanup.
Yes.
And I know they've been telling people to be careful about going to certain areas to help clean up because it is still dangerous. So if people do want to help in that way, is there an official channel for them to go through to sign up to come help or what should they do?
Right now, I believe it's just pretty much Facebook or they have those GroupMe sites where it's just kind of as is, as needed. You'll post in a group or call a friend or family and it's just kind of the word passing around. So it's no official site at this time.
Okay.
But physical help is definitely a need right now.
Oh, yes. Yes. Physically, yes. Because it is, it's physical. It's you have roofing, tarping paper, trees. It just looks like something in a movie or a war zone. It's pretty traumatic.
Is most of the neighborhood around the building like that? Have they all been damaged?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, no roofs, no sides. When you're driving through, we went through yesterday just trying to, you know, go pick up food for some of the volunteers. And some of the individuals where their houses are going, where you could see the living room, the tubs, the family room. So they've lost, like, the sides, you know, where there's nothing there.
So for those who can volunteer physical labor, like you said, find an official channel on Facebook or one of the volunteer sites. We have links up as well where you can volunteer in that way.
If you're KMOX.com. Yeah.
Yes. And if you're not able to volunteer physically, definitely major supply needs like diapers, baby wipes, formula, hygiene products, and so forth. So anything that a child care center would need.
Yes, ma'am, because some of the families lost everything because some of the young ladies live in apartments and they didn't have renter's insurance. Yeah. So when the apartments, when the tornado hit, they lost, when it tumbled down, they lost everything. So they don't have anything. Mm. They only have just the clothes on their backs.
Oh, boy. At City Foundry tonight is the Tornado Relief Night. It starts at 5:30. It goes until 8:30. Amy listed a bunch of things that are still needed, like the diapers, cleaning tools, gloves, trash bags. So all that, the collection is going to happen tonight at City Foundry, again, from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. Will you be out there, or are you going to be in the neighborhood?
Yes, I definitely will be present. Yes.
All right.
So, you know, assist, and I will be donating, you know, as well. So the items that I need to donate.
And then, and I guess, since you had 28 kids in your care and the building's not usable, what do those families do now? Where do the young kids go if they if the parents do still need child care help?
Well, right now we are repairing. We're starting with some repairs today. But the sister daycare is what they're doing. They're allowing some of our children to attend their facilities and even the staff. So they're allowing the staff and the children to come and tend their facilities until we get our facilities back up and running.
Well, Angela, we're sorry to talk to you like this, that, that all of this has happened, but you're doing good work, and we appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
Thank you all for having me.
That is Angela Malone, the owner and child care provider at Raggedy Ann and Andy Daycare. I think what we'll do probably over the coming days here is talk to other people who've been affected and how they've been affected and how the community can, you know, come together to help. And so far, it looks like people in St. Louis have been doing that. And, you know, we haven't had a storm like this come through the heart of the city like it did on Friday. So this is sort of, I guess, unprecedented. So the fact that people are coming out and are helping, and we are doing what we can here too. The city's website is stlrecovers.com. So you can find out, you know, how to help. If you need help yourself, there are resources there. They do list things that are needed, items, not just money, but items that are needed. So go to stlrecovers.com. We at KMOX.com, we have a list of links there as well. You can find out how you can help, or again, if you need help for yourself, go to KMOX.com. And then later on tonight, as we mentioned, the whole reason we had Angela on was the 5:30 to 8:30 event that's happening at City Foundry. It is the Tornado Relief Night, and that is a drop-off spot, too. So they need things, like Amy mentioned, you know, formula, diapers, wipes, baby items, hygiene products, non-perishable food, bottled water, cleaning tools, trash bags, garden tools, gloves, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of need out there right now.
And again, KMOX.com, that will direct you whether you can offer physical help because they need some strong arms, bodies able to move debris away, whether you want to donate items or whether you want to make a monetary donation. All of that will be on KMOX.com. And I know it probably goes without saying, but definitely necessary to work through well-known channels, go through KMOX.com, go through those channels, because unfortunately there can be scammers out there. So you don't want to find like a random place to give money and so forth and so forth. You want to make sure you're going through a well-known channel.
That's exactly right. So anything you missed on the show today, a lot of it was the press conference with Mayor Kara Spencer on the development at the SEMA office. So you can go back and listen on the Audacy app, AUDACY. There will be continued updates throughout the day. We do believe that Mayor Spencer is going to address the media again at some point today. So we will have that for you here on KMOX, and you will, of course, get the latest from us. But Cardinals baseball is coming up next. The pregame show is around the corner. Then at 12:15 first pitch, the Cardinals will try to win the series against the Detroit Tigers. Beautiful day at Busch Stadium. Get out there. This is Chris and Amy on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.